With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The annual inflation rate set at 4.4% in August, down from 4.7% in August of 2023. Monthly inflation increased to 0.3% from 0.2% in the previous month. Namibia Statistics Agency spokesperson Miriam Shihepo.
The zonal inflation rates for the month of August 2024 revealed that Zone 2, which is Comas region, recorded the highest rate at 5.4%. While Zone 1, which includes Kavango East, Kavango West, Kunene, Oanguena, Msati, Oshana, Oshkoto, Ochozonjupa, and Zambezi, and then Zone 3, which includes Karas, Irongo, Hardap, and Omaike, both recorded an annual inflation rate of 3.9%.
Today is World Suicide Prevention Day. The triennial theme for 2024 through to 2026 is changing the narrative on suicide with a call to action, start the conversation. Over 700,000 people die by suicide annually worldwide, making it the third leading cause of death among 15 to 29-year-olds globally. Here's Windhoek-based psychologist Dr. Sean Whitaker.
If someone is depressed, they will say to you, I don't feel like myself anymore. I think I've changed. So please understand that that means that someone is depressed. And once again, if it's a severe depression, then of course, suicidal ideation will come into the picture. Depression is about the combining of sadness and anger. And when anger is stronger, people think about suicide. And very often, it's because they are so angry at themselves and they cannot forgive themselves. Namibia has a very high suicide rate, and we need to do everything in our power to bring down the levels.
South Africa's Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi has announced claims by the private sector that the national health insurance would cost 1.3 trillion rand annually. Motsoaledi argues that the inflated figure is mathematical hooliganism meant to scare the public and undermine the NHI's goal.
The issue of universal health coverage, which we call NHI in South Africa, is not only a raging debate in South Africa, it's global. It's being debated globally. 2 weeks ago, I spent a week in Brazzaville, where all ministers of health in Africa were meeting. This was a topic. We are going to United Nations next week. It's going to be a topic because it's one of the sustainable development goals of the United Nations, the issue of universal health coverage. So it's by no means a South African debate. It's a world, a global debate.
A Limpopo farmer and his co-accused have appeared in the Mankweng Magistrates Court this morning to apply for bail. They allegedly killed two women and fed their bodies to the pigs. Newsroom Africa reports that Zachariah Johannes Olifir and Adrian David, as well as William Musora, face multiple charges, including two counts of premeditated murder and attempted murder. And legendary actor, best known for his unmistakable baritone voice, James Earl Jones, has died. He was 93. The cause of death is still unknown. Jody Jacobs reports from New York.
James Earl Jones is probably one of the most famous voices of all times. Now it's gone silent. Jones's representative, Barry McPherson, confirmed the actor's death in a statement on Monday, saying he passed this morning surrounded by his loved ones. Jones was an acclaimed actor on both stage and on screen, winning Tony, Emmy, and Grammy Awards. He was the voice of Darth Vader with his signature line, "I am your father." But this is likely the most famous use of his voice.
Don't turn your back on me, Scar. You are more than what you have become.
Mufasa in Disney's classic 1994 animated film, The Lion King. It's a voice the world will never forget.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.